Fire victim Brian Haltman is doing the washing up in the small trailer his insurance company provided for him and his family after they lost everything last year. Their hometown of Paradise in Northern California was ravaged by November's Camp Fire, the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. The trailer sits in a car park in the nearby town of Chico.
We went from a 3,000 square foot home down to about a 350 foot tin can that we're living in, and it's rough. It is really rough. Everything you have to, it takes three steps to do something it usually took you one step to do.
The 39-year-old builder says his family relationships are strained as he and his wife and three young daughters are virtually living on top of one another with very little privacy.
There's so many families like ours living in these small RVs. It's not easy. You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter. She wants her space. She's that age. She needs her space and has been used to it. You know, when you're used to something and then you lose it and have to get used to it, it's awful. It's hard. It's so difficult. And the whole family is, you know, we are all just on pins and needles all the time, trying to stay patient with each other.
The Bay Area is ground zero for what could be the biggest bankruptcy by a utility company in American
history.
PG&E
has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
ABC 7 News reporter Amy Hollyfield is live in the newsroom with the latest.
Here was the scene at the Public Utilities Commission meeting yesterday in San Francisco. As PG&E prepared for the filing, more than 30 protesters showed up and shouted at the commissioners. The protesters used public comment time to read the names of the 86 people who died in last year's campfire.
The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy at the end of January to protect itself from an estimated $30 billion in lawsuit claims from wildfire victims. Government officials, creditors, and fire victims all say the energy company Pacific Gas and Electric is solvent and the bankruptcy filing is unnecessary. Mindy Spatt is with the San Francisco-based consumer advocacy group, the Utility Reform Network, or TURN. She says PG&E's bankruptcy filing has nothing to do with the company being able to continue providing service to its customers.
PG&E's managers have made a business decision to file for bankruptcy. It's not about keeping the lights on. It's not about stopping fires. And it's certainly not about protecting the public. It's really about protecting their creditors and shareholders.
Attorney Steve Campora agrees. He represents victims of the recent deadly wildfires, which have killed scores of people and destroyed thousands of structures over the past couple of years. That includes the small Northern California town of Paradise back in November. He's also represented victims of a deadly 2010 gas explosion near San Francisco that Pacific Gas and Electric was found criminally liable for.
I had clients who were burned to death in San Bruno. I've had clients in the Butte Fire, clients in the NorCal fires, and every time you hear PG&E say, our hearts go out to the victims. Our hearts go out to the victims. And safety is number one. But safety has never been number one.
State fire officials say it was Pacific Gas and Electric's transmission lines igniting dry, overgrown vegetation that was the cause of 17 of 21 major wildfires in the state in 2017. Fire victim Brian Haltman says he witnessed PG&E transformers exploding as he was driving through the fire zone last November.
They never did turn the power off up there. It had to burn itself out, basically, to do it. And it caused fire after fire after fire.
Haltman says he's enraged at what he says was PG&E's negligence and unwillingness to learn from previous wildfires by developing a contingency plan.
I'm so upset with PG&E for not following some sort of a protocol for turning off the power up there. There were many stations up there through that town. They could have sent people in to turn the power off, and they never did. They should have been turned off in the night before when those heavy winds were going, or the first time they saw smoke in the area. They should have turned the power off.
The utility company PG&E released a statement reading in part, quote, "We're open to a range of solutions that will help make the energy system safer. Additionally, PG&E is committed to working cooperatively with regulators, policymakers, and other stakeholders to continue to provide PG&E customers the safe gas and electric services they expect and need," unquote. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature have established a commission to study the recent wildfires and the role of the state's major utilities. The commission will produce a report over the next few months with recommendations on what the state government can do to prevent future fires and to compensate victims. Governor Newsom told reporters recently that restitution for fire victims is his top priority.
My focus is not PG&E. My focus is on California and Californians. My focus is on safe, reliable, and affordable service. It's about making sure that we have the backs of those victims, people that have lost their lives and their family members, people have lost all that they hold dear and close as it relates to their personal possessions, and that they're made whole.
Brian Houtman says the company's and the government's words are little consolation, as his family's lives have been reduced to an insurance company checklist.
Right now, I'm suffering incredibly. I'm not sleeping well at night. My wife's waking me up, or I'm waking her up. We're angry that we have to go through and itemize everything we own for the money. We're all our valued possessions. Now we're having to go get money out of them. What a terrible thing to have to do. And it makes us just extremely upset with whoever caused it. And it's PG&E.
Victims and their attorneys say as smaller creditors, they fear they could be left out of any compensation when the company emerges from bankruptcy. They say investors and large creditors will be given priority for compensation. Attorney Steve Campora says what galls him is that PG&E has all but admitted fault when it acknowledged to state regulators that
we're going to have a small, quote, small number of fires related to our equipment. We're going to have 2% of our trees in contact with the lines. And we know we could reduce them if we spend money, but we're not going to spend the money. That's not safety's first. That's money's first.
For DW, I'm Max Pringle in San Francisco.